This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news in brief for Friday, November 26th. I'm Paul Plack. NASA has delayed the launch of the Shuttle Discovery again. It's now delayed till at least December 17th, and even that's iffy. Opt-out day was either a complete flop or achieved its goal, depending on who you ask. ABC News reports only 39 protesters opted out at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson, the busiest of all U.S. airports, by 5 p.m. on Wednesday. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com claims to have received traveler reports that the TSA shut down and roped off backscatter machines at some airports to avoid the embarrassing protest. Organizers point to all the media attention the protest drew after its announcement November 8th and declare the whole effort a rousing success. Former pro wrestler and Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura appeared on the syndicated Alex Jones radio show last week and says he's through flying commercial. He adds the only time a citizen should be searched is if there's probable cause and the searching authority has a warrant. A 32-year-old resident of Gulfport, Florida, says the bomb threat that he phoned in Thursday against National Aviation Academy was a joke. Bail has been set at $20,000. Flight attendants at the new merged Delta and Northwest Airlines rejected AFA representation earlier this month. Now, the Association of Flight Attendants has filed formal interference charges against the company. The FAA has issued its first re-entry license to a commercial space provider. SpaceX got the approval ahead of next month's planned attempt to launch a Falcon 9 rocket carrying a Dragon spacecraft, then bring the Dragon home safely a few hours later. EASA has issued an emergency AD for certain Rolls-Royce Trent 900 jet engines and finds the oil fire issue, which caused an uncontained failure, may also be found in the engines on other aircraft types. The AD amends inspection procedures and is considered an interim action. Australian regulators have green-lighted a plan developed by Qantas to return its A380s to service. It still isn't likely to happen before late next week. And finally today, Corinne Thiel wore just a bikini under her overcoat and breezed through her checkpoint at LAX, getting smiles from everyone, including her female TSA screener. Sam Wolanek didn't have as much luck at San Diego when he stripped down to his underwear during a screening. He was arrested, and the cell phone used by another traveler to record video of the encounter was confiscated. The lesson here? If you don't look as good in swimwear as Corinne, this tactic may not be for you. Our long-form Aero briefing and the Aero News special feature are off today. They'll return to a normal schedule on Monday. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.